You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The GOP frontrunner for the presidential nomination told NBC's Meet the Press fears he would leave the conservative ideology if he reaches the White House are unfounded. I'm Melody Burkett.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
A murder trial of a former cop accused of leaving two women's bodies in suitcases along a road begins today. USA's Tammy Rose reports.
This first trial against Stephen Zelick over the death of a 19-year-old girl is in Wisconsin. He's charged with first-degree intentional homicide and hiding a corpse. After this trial wraps up, another trial will take place in Minnesota in the death of a 37-year-old woman. The bodies were found packed in suitcases in rural Wisconsin in June of 2014. According to police, Zelick says the women died accidentally during rough sex. The jury in Wisconsin will hear details from both cases. I'm Tammy Rose.
The first flight of Boeing's new 737 MAX aircraft takes place this Friday at the company's Seattle plant, weather permitting. Boeing had promised the first flight would occur in the first quarter of this year. The Boeing 737 has been around in various forms since 1967. This latest version has a newly designed wingtip as well as engines that will reduce fuel burn by 14%. So far, the company has over 3,000 confirmed orders for the new bird. Peyton Manning is $2 million richer. The Denver Broncos quarterback is getting back half of $4 million pay cut he took last winter by leading the team to the Super Bowl. Sunday's win over New England netted the future Hall of Famer $2 million. He can earn the other half back with a victory over the Carolina Panthers in Super Bowl 50 a week from Sunday in Santa Clara, California. We're on the web at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
And I'm Georgine Trinkle, and I'm your host here today at Hot in Hunterdon. Today's January 25th, and we're in the beautiful studio here at the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce in Flemington. And I must say, we do have parking. We had a free spot in the lot around the corner here, so I didn't have a very long ride or walk after I got here, which was nice. I was starting to think I might have to take a bus or a cab to the office, but breezed right in. So if you have any business here at the Hunterdon County Chamber office, you can rest assured you can walk right in. So today we have a variety of things that we have to talk about today. We have some hot items to talk about regarding some funding and some things that we want to question about an application, a funding application, a few other things that are coming up. Also, this includes a legislative call to action to hear some testimony in Trenton on Wednesday, the 27th. I want to talk about that and the assembly speaker that's called this hearing. And, of course, we're going to be hearing from someone at 4:30 if our technology works for us. And we've been getting really, really good at allowing people to call in and not cutting them off. It's quite exciting here. But this week is National Catholic School Week, and we have one Catholic school here in Hunterdon. So we're going to have someone call in today and talk about what they have going on for that event, which is a national event. But first, here at Hot in Hunterdon, we want to start off with a quote. And here it is. It is from Catherine Fisher. And it is, "Walls have ears, doors have eyes, trees have voices. Beasts tell lies. Beware the rain, beware the snow, beware the man you think you know." So that came from Catherine Fisher. And we really just wanted a quote with snow in it. So that's what we took. The other popular one, of course, is from E. Cummings, but I thought we'd try something different today. So we're going to do a couple commercials. We'll do the weather when we come back, and then we'll start talking about our hot topics. So stay with us.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
And we're back here at Hot in Hunterdon, and we are talking weather, and it's not hot weather, I'm sorry to say. But it is, the sun is out. It finally poked its head out. I know that it was probably a tough weekend for everyone with all the snow. I know in Hunterdon County, they had some great snow totals this morning in the paper, and I was looking at them. And I have to say, I'm glad that it was wrong, that I didn't realize we were going to have 24 or 26 inches of snow on Friday night. I thought we were having 8 to 10, maybe 10 to 12. That was a little stressful for me. Talk about 24, 26 inches. I probably would have had a meltdown on Friday night. So in a way, I'm glad I didn't know. And the timing of the storm was absolutely perfect. And the cleanup went really well over in Hunterdon County in Union Township, where I reside. You definitely could have been out on the road Saturday afternoon, no problem. Even Saturday morning was okay, but the wind was crazy. It was really difficult to see. Now, on my way here this afternoon to the Hunterdon Chamber office here in Flemington, I came from Phillipsburg, and I was on 78, and I kept flinching because the tractor trailer in front of me had snow and ice on the top of their cab, I guess we'll call it. And I guess really it's a trailer. It's not the cab part, but the trailer part. So the ice and snow kept flipping off of their roof and onto my windshield, and I couldn't get over. There were cars on both sides of me. I was in the middle lane, and I kept flinching as if that would have done anything at all for me. Another broken windshield, luckily, I avoided. That would have been about my fifth one. Maybe even the sixth one. I haven't had much luck with that. But I want to remind all of my listeners here that if you do have a vehicle with a roof that's fairly high, you want to take an extra moment and get the ladder if you need to. In my case, I need to step onto the floor of the I have to open the door and then step onto the floor of the vehicle so I can get up into my vehicle and get that roof nice and clean. And if you do that today with the sun, I think that you'll have a dry roof tomorrow, and then you won't cause people flinching for no reason on the highway. So what we're looking at today are mostly sunny skies with a high near 33. The wind is nothing like it was Saturday, which was gusty and incredible bits of wind and snow flying around. It's a very calm wind today. Tonight, it will not be as cold as it was this morning. We're talking about a low of around 23. It was 8 degrees this morning, and that was really quite cold, very icy. So tomorrow, we're looking at maybe a chance of showers after 2 p.m., but it's partly sunny with a high near 40. That is going to feel like summer. Get the bikinis out, get the bathing suits out, the swim trunks. 40 is going to be tropical after this morning. Then we're looking at maybe some rain showers Tuesday night and Wednesday, which is unfortunate because I think we need to get the snow out of here before we have more rain. But Thursday, we're looking at a mostly sunny day with a high near 35. And Friday, chance of snow before 8 a.m., only 30%. So I say our rule here in the studio is if it is under 50%, we shouldn't even have to mention it. But the weekend's looking pretty nice with some sunny skies on Saturday, a high near 40. And Sunday, we have a high near 45. So I think the snow will start to evaporate then, which would be really, really exciting. So that's our weather for today. We're going to do a quick commercial, and then we'll be back here.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we're back here at Hot 100, and we're going to talk about our first hot topic today, and that is about this HUD funding. And I want to talk about this because we get so little information about it, and it's really important, and I want to try to understand it. And I want you all to be aware of this as well. So we know that $1 billion was set aside. It was a competition program, and it was to help. It was used with Sandy money, federal money that the legislation provided, and there was a $1 billion. So they took the $1 billion and they did a competition to help protect towns from storms. Okay, so it was an open competition. Anyone in the nation could compete for this funding, and it was. Basically, there was some money that was designated as set-aside money for New Jersey and New York. And out of that $1 billion, we have $180 million that was set-aside funds that was guaranteed to go to New York or New Jersey or a combination of the two. That's because Sandy, part of the national competition for the $1 billion. Remember, this is originally Hurricane Sandy money, and it was part of the relief package from the feds. So they designated $180 million to help New York and New Jersey, specifically carving that out so that those two states would be eligible. They could still compete now for the other $820 million, okay? So let's just make sure that we're all clear. There's $1 billion on the table. You're guaranteed New York and New Jersey a combination of $180 million, but you could still compete for the $820 million that's remaining. And it was a regional contest, and it was boiled down to six different proposals in June. And it was supposed to help communities to prepare for severe weather events, which happen frequently in the United States. It was funded by HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And there were 200 major disasters in 48 states. So that's why it was open nationally, which is fine. I just want to know why New Jersey didn't get much of the $180 million. And that's what I really wanted to talk to. And I want to ask questions about this and find out why we did not get this. So it's an interesting thing. Someone who does grant applications all the time, it's really important when you have funding, a funding application, there are a lot of things that go into an application. And, you know, a lot of it is scoring criteria. But what's interesting about this is basically that there was a $326 million request from New Jersey. So they did double what the allocated carved out niche was. So of that, I wonder if anyone knows how much New Jersey got funding for this grant application, because that's really what is pretty surprising. So We do have to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about how much of this $326 million was funded, and we're going to tell you about the steps that were in place for this national competition that the state even had some technical assistance. So stay with us. We'll do our commercial breaks, and then we'll be back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back here at Hot in Hunterdon, and we're in the studio in Flemington at the Hunterdon County Chamber Radio. And if Laura's listening, I am right on time with my advertisements here for the show. We have to pay the bills. And last Monday, somehow, I know it's hard to believe I would take too much time talking, but all of a sudden at the end, I realized I had six commercials to do at the end. So certainly trying to do a better job, get it off my soapbox for a moment so we could do our commercial breaks as they are intended. So we are right on track here. And what we're talking about right now is the HUD application from New Jersey, which had $1 billion that was carved out, and states were able to apply for funding. Out of the $1 billion, $180 million was allocated to be a combination of New York or New Jersey, both or separately. So you're guaranteed $180 million because it came from Sandy funds, the start of the federal package. And what I asked before we went on break is, does anyone know how much of New Jersey's application was funded? And remember, we could have gone for the whole billion. Our application was for $326 million. And what was actually funded? I know everyone wants to know. I obviously am dying to tell you all. $15 million. That's it. $15 million. You were part of a cutout of $180 million, and you didn't even get 10% of the federal allocation that was designated for New York and New Jersey. So why? That's what I want to know. I want to know why. So there's just little snippets of information you can get from the Star Ledger, but I was able to find another article, and it is on the Hot in Hunterdon Facebook page, but it's an article that goes a little bit deeper, and it does talk about what seems to be a lack of diligence in responding to federal feedback, because what we were able to find out is that the Department of Housing and Urban Development, also known as HUD, and I have to be careful because spell those letters backwards, and you know what that sound is, but we're talking about HUD funding, and this $1 billion federal program What they actually did was they created a technical assistance and were able to provide feedback. So they had another layer in the process, the grant process, to help applications that had the, you know, the first round of funding, everything seemed to point to a application that could be funded. They gave feedback, and still New Jersey received $15 million. And it's astounding to me that this could happen. So I want to tell you that the funding awarded to states Thursday, it was just this past Thursday, so it's not even a week old, but it did have a rigorous multi-phase application, and they funded applications in 13 states. Now, New York City received $176 million, and New York State received an additional $35.8 million. So what I know is the problems in New York that could be addressed by this money are problems that New Jersey could also have been addressing. Instead, we got $15 million in federal funding. And I was very happy to see that Pascrell, one of our federal legislators, immediately was sending out inquiries trying to find out why we have not received more money from this. And it was the Rockefeller Foundation that provided technical assistance, and someone from HUD, a spokesperson, actually indicated that each application was graded on merits, and information was provided back to provide the feedback to the individuals that were working on the application. And so HUD went with a neutral third party with the Rockefeller Foundation, so I'd really like to hear from them. And what a Christie spokesman said was the decision is beyond disappointing. Well, okay, that's true, but I don't have a statement here to tell us why New Jersey's walking away from this money. Why, if there was so many processes to this grant application, why we didn't pick projects that were more fundable? And why did we have such a ludicrous limited sum? I mean, that's really the question. I don't understand it, and I would like to know what was it about the application that wasn't funded. So if you wanted to find out a little bit more about this, this is the National Disaster Resilience Competition, and 40 cities and states have the money for this, and it was $1 billion. New Jersey will use its money to create a regional resiliency planning grant program that will assess flood risks in community and develop a toolkit of best practices. Well, that doesn't sound, I'm not sure how innovative that is, but New Jersey lost significant points in the application for not better leveraging federal funds. This is a statement from the Christie administration, Castro. I think that's a spokesperson there. No, actually, he's from HUD. So we do have some information from HUD. And they're saying that we didn't leverage federal funds well enough in the grant application. So that is concerning. I'd like to know who worked on this application and why they thought it was fundable. Did something change from the feedback they received from the Rockefeller Foundation to the final scoring individuals and on the end of HUD? I mean, I'd like to really know a little bit more about this. We do have a statement from Bob Menendez, who said that something went very wrong here and New Jerseyans deserve answers. I plan to use all of my resources to get to the bottom of this and ensure there is proper accountability. And I would say we want that accountability as well. We want to see the grant application. We want to see the scoring sheets from HUD, and we want to know why we only got $15 million of potentially $1 billion. The first person that had put the statement out, which made me aware of this situation, was Representative Bill Pascrell. And his statement, he echoes the disappointment in the upper house. He wanted funding for projects, including the Meadowlands region. And he said, the state owes an explanation as to why we got this shortchanged here. Actually, I think we have to work on his statement a little. After I fought to have New Jersey included in this round of funding, my constituents deserve answers. So I think that's really true. New Jersey's application looked close to the original, and I hope New Jersey did not drop the ball. Well, I think we all hope that, but I think we all want answers to find out exactly what happened with this HUD application, why of potentially $1 billion, and then, of course, $100 million earmarked just for New York and New Jersey in the national competition. Why did New Jersey only get $15 million of funding? Those are really good answers, and I'm glad that there are some legislators that are calling on the administration to try to answer those. You know, we need funding, and when federal dollars become available, and New Jersey had such an impact from Sandy, and we still see our infrastructure is broken in many different areas. When we see a storm, those dollars could be helping our communities here. They could be bringing jobs here. They could be fixing our infrastructure. They could be making certain in the summer months that flooding in the shore does not stop businesses from having customers. They could be building up the Meadowlands into something that is substantial. But instead, we have $15 million, so we want some answers, and I hope we get them. Christie administration so we can ask about this HUD application. So hopefully we'll get some answers, if not from the administration, from some of our legislators. So I really invite you all to check out that article and find out more about why our projects didn't get funded and why federal dollars that are needed in New Jersey are not flowing here in our state. What we're going to do now is we're going to take a news break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about National Catholic School Week. Stay with us.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
Mayor Bill de Blasio is asking New Yorkers for their cooperation in helping the city dig out from this weekend's near-record snowstorm.
Mayor de Blasio is demanding New Yorkers clear their sidewalks of snow.
If you clear your sidewalk 3 or 4 feet, there will be no fines, but if people don't clear their sidewalks, we're going to start now the process of applying fines.
Alternate side parking canceled for the week, and the mayor doesn't want drivers putting snow in the streets from plowing cars.
If you do not absolutely need to use your car, leave it where it is. Do not shovel it out.
As far as the roads themselves, added plows and front loaders are now working in Queens to drag out deep snow from narrow streets. Scott Pringle, New York.
The death toll continues to rise from the weekend blizzard on the East Coast. At least 30 people have died in weather-related incidents. Most died in traffic accidents, though some suffered medical incidents shoveling snow. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Michigan's top cop says he'll investigate the Flint water crisis without fear or favor.
I would certainly not bathe a newborn child or a young infant in this bad water. And if you can't drink the bad water, you shouldn't pay for it.
At a press conference today, Attorney General Bill Schuette says he understands the anger and frustration coming from the people of Flint. Schuette says he'll work with lawmakers from both parties during his investigation. He made it clear the purpose of the probe is to find out if any laws were broken. American Airlines says 7 people were injured when a plane from Miami experienced severe turbulence during a flight to Milan, Italy. Last night, the pilot diverted the Boeing 767 to Newfoundland, Canada to get medical attention for the injured.
Yes, it is.
3 flight attendants and 4 passengers were taken
Sharon.
To the hospital Excellent. For further evaluation. And Donald Trump says he would welcome the chance to run against former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg in the 2016 presidential race. Bloomberg is exploring the possibility of joining the race. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water. We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples, make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only, ends 1/3/16. Price match plus a 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
Winter can be a tough season, especially with a fierce snowstorm we just saw. A lot of folks just want these dreary days to go away. But there are some ways to fight the winter blues, USA's Tammy Rose reports.
It's estimated at least 12 million Americans suffer from a type of depression called seasonal affective disorder, or SAD. Many patients claim they just can't function. That's because the brain goes through a chemical imbalance due to lack of sunlight, which can lead to a number of symptoms. There are ways SAD can be treated. Modify your diet and exercise more. There are specifically designed light boxes that are used to treat those with SAD. And be with family. Laughter and togetherness are great therapy for the winter blues. It's a perfect way to stay warm, even if the temperatures outside are frigid. I'm Tammy Rose.
We didn't even talk about
thousands of bottles of water are on the way to Flint, Michigan, courtesy of some big celebrities. Sean Diddy Combs and Mark Wahlberg announced their company, Aqua Hydrate, will donate 1 million bottles of water to residents in the city. Toxic levels of lead in drinking water have been a problem since the city started using the polluted Flint River as the source last year. The first shipment of water is expected to arrive soon. The thundering waters at Niagara Falls could be turned off temporarily. Officials on the New York side are considering diverting water to the Canadian side of the falls while a pair of 115-year-old bridges are repaired. The plan would leave the falls at a trickle. A public hearing on the matter is set for next week. We're on the web at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Yeah.
shadows fall down wherever we meet. Pretty soon now, won't come around. I'm almost drowning in her sea. She's nearly fallen to her knees. Take the way home.
And we're back here at Hot in Hunterdon at the Hunterdon Chamber of Radio in Flemington. And we'll see how we're doing as a techie today. Sharon, are you on the line with us?
Thank you for having me today.
Excellent. Okay. So we just wrapped up a hot topic. Our studio here is often littered with soapboxes, and we were just on a soapbox about some federal funding that New Jersey applied for, could have gotten as part of a guaranteed earmark funds for New York and New Jersey, $180 million of the $1 billion that was available. And only $15 million got funded. So I was getting a little hot here in the studio and my soapbox was coming out. So I'm so glad that we could change the topic so I could take a deep breath, because I am so happy to have Sharon Hilwig here with me. She's the marketing director and she's with, do you want to say the name of the school that you're with?
I'm with Immaculate Conception School in Annandale, and is it okay if I tell a little bit about the school, Georgine?
Absolutely.
Okay, Immaculate Conception School is located, like I said, in Annandale. It's the only Catholic school in Hunterdon County, and at Immaculate Conception, we welcome children in curriculum programs as young as 3 years old into the Preschool 3 program and through to 8th grade. And even younger than 3 years old, we offer a program, not curriculum related, but called Rhythm and Rhyme. And Rhythm and Rhyme welcomes children ages 12 months to 3 years old. And it's a program that we just introduced last school year. It's the children meet with their caregivers or parents once a month. And it helps give that head start and ensure readiness for preschool once the child hits 3 years old. And the children just socialize through story time, singing, dancing, all in a friendly Catholic school environment. And we also offer in our early education program a transitional kindergarten, which is a little unique to Hunterdon County as well. I think we're one of just a few programs like it in the county. And the program has a five-year-old curriculum tailored for the older four-year-old and the young five-year-old. The program meets 5 days a week for a half day. So for those children that aren't quite ready for a full day of kindergarten, transitional kindergarten is sometimes the way to go.
That's great, Sharon. Now, there is something else that's very unique about your school, other than how you're able to transition children that start out at the age of three and how you have a special program with the caregivers. You have something very special that is a color that not many schools can boast. You can boast that you're the only Catholic school in Hunterdon County, but you also have another thing you can boast about. Your blue ribbon?
Ribbon award, yes. In 2013, ICS was the recipient of the National Blue Ribbon Award for Academic Excellence. And the National Blue Ribbon School Program is part of the United States Department of Education, and which annually identifies and recognizes public and private schools both based on academic excellence or progress in closing achievement gaps. Our school, like I said, in 2013 was awarded the award for academic excellence. And it is an application-based award. There's a lot of work that goes into that and receiving, putting all that together. And you can reapply for the award, but not until a five-year period has passed. So a lot of times folks will say, well, you got that award in 2013, but what about 2014 and 15? Well, it is something that doesn't happen every year. We're not eligible to reapply until after 5 years.
I think that's a great point, Sharon, because I think people get concerned that when we have certain accolades that we set a bar and then we don't keep the bar up high. So it's good to know that you can't even begin to compete for another blue ribbon from part of the National Blue Ribbon Program until 5 years has passed. And I think that speaks to how rigorous the testing is, that they're certain that the standards that you have in place and the benchmarks and the baselines, that they'll stay in place until the next competition. You know what else is wonderful? Now, I have two nieces that are both in Catholic school, and every year I am I have to watch my sister go to our city council meeting where she gets the mayor and the freeholders to do a resolution for something that's coming up, and it's a national event. And I was hoping maybe you could give us a little information about this national event.
Sure, that's National Catholic Schools Week you're talking about.
Yeah, very good, Sharon. You're getting all my answers here today.
National Catholic Schools Week is an annual celebration of Catholic education in the United States. This year it will be held beginning Sunday, January 31st through Saturday, February 6th. And the theme of Catholic Schools Week this year is Catholic Schools, Communities of Faith, Knowledge, and Service. And at ICS, we plan to celebrate Catholic Schools Week in a variety of different ways. We have special masses where the kids participate throughout the mass with altar serving and ushering and reading, scripture readings, and singing. And we also offer open houses during Catholic Schools Week. We have two open house events that are open to the public. So we encourage prospective students, their families, and even community residents that maybe don't even have children to put in the school but just want to come in and see what it is we're all about and what we're doing at ICS. And that first open house is on Sunday, January 31st, from 10 a.m. to noon. Obviously, the children won't be in session then, but it's a good time for prospective parents to come in and speak with the faculty and the administration staff. And the second open house is on Wednesday, February 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. That is a regular school day, so that's a good time to come back and see our students in action.
That sounds great. And Sharon, are you able to stay with us? I do have to take a commercial break in just a moment, but I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about some of the grants that have come recently to the school, if you have the time.
Certainly.
Okay, great. So,
thank you.
You're welcome. So we have with us on the phone Sharon Hilwig, who is the marketing director from Immaculate Conception School, which is the only Catholic school in Hunterdon County, located in Annandale, New Jersey. And we were just talking because it is National School Week that's coming up. And I'm really glad to hear the theme of community of faith, community of knowledge, community of service. Sometimes I think when we have different faiths, we think that they're insulated or they're isolated. They, are helping their parishioners or their congregation or whatever faith-based term it is or community term. But when we look out for community of faith, knowledge, and service, we know that there's a lot of programs that the school helps throughout the community, like a food drive. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that and why the school, who is a National Blue Ribbon winner and has many things going on besides the open house dates that Sharon just mentioned to us, January 31st, 10 a.m. to noon, and February 3rd, 9 a.m. till 11, but also some great grants that are going on. So we're going to do a quick commercial break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about these grants with Sharon Hilwig, from the marketing director from Immaculate Conception Church. Stay with us.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
We're back here at Hot and Hunterdon talking about a hot topic, which is National Catholic School Week. And I have with me on the phone, Sharon, you still with me? Sharon Hilwig?
I am. Thank you, Georgine.
Excellent. Excellent. So Sharon is the marketing director for the only Catholic school in Hunterdon County. And she's going to talk to us, now that we're back on break, about two grants that the school recently received. And Sharon, I also happen to know that you're not only the marketing director at Immaculate Conception School, but you're also a parent there, are you not?
I am a parent, a proud parent of two boys, one in fourth grade and one in fifth grade.
Excellent. So I think it means something from people who are thinking about different schools to be able to hear it from a parent as well. So can you tell us a little bit about the grants?
Well, the first is the Reflex Math Learning Grant. And that was awarded to two of our teachers this year for the 2015-16 school year. And that's with Ms. Suzanne Hoffman, who is a second grade teacher with us, and Ms. Robin Bloom, who's a fifth grade teacher. And the two of them had applied for the grant, and they were chosen from more than 2,000 applicants in New Jersey. So we were quite impressed with that. And the Reflex Math Learning, it's a web and app-based, and it's acts as a supported supplement within the classroom to supplement the differentiated math experiences that Suzanne and Ms. Bloom are already implementing in the classroom. And they've already seen, whenever I've revisited back with them on the progress that they've seen with the grant, they've seen students having much improvement with their math fact fluency. So that we're really proud of both Suzanne and Ms. Robin Bloom for getting that grant for our students and actually helping with those students in that fact fluency.
Sharon, that's really important because the topic we were just talking about was here in New Jersey, professional people working for administration with money earmarked for New York and New Jersey, $180 million, and New Jersey only got $15 million. So I'm wondering if the Immaculate Conception School will borrow those two teachers and send them down to Trenton and teach them how to put together a fundable grant application.
I'm sure they would be willing to help.
And you know, Sharon, what's really nice about that, too, is different from public schools, you do have a little more flexibility I think a lot of the Catholic school teachers that I've interacted with, they show some leadership and they're able to find grant funding, look for applications, and really be a little more innovative, I think.
Exactly.
That's really excellent. And it's nice to have a competition with 2,000 applications.
Yes, quite impressive.
I hope someone brought them tea from Dunkin' Donuts or something.
The second program that we've were very fortunate to bring into the school this year was more so a program than a grant, but it was with Google. And new to our school this year, we've embraced Google Education, and Google Chromebooks are being used by our 7th and 8th graders. But Google Education is actually being embraced as young as the 4th grade classrooms. And the Google Education provides opportunity for students to collaborate on shared documents and folders all in a web-based type of program with Google. And the Google Expedition, actually, our librarian had introduced this program or applied for this program, and again was chosen to be one of among very few schools where Google experts actually came out to our school on November 11th and met with the teachers and trained the teachers and then introduced Google Expedition throughout the students. And what it is, it's really exciting. It's like a field trip right inside the classroom. So by using an app, an online app, a teacher can go online and choose where she wants to have her field trip. And the students are then introduced to a field trip in a virtual environment. And so they can see depths of the ocean, various countries, and go to outer space, all without leaving the classroom.
That is really exciting, Sharon. Thank you so much for sharing that. And it sounds like really the pieces with technology are really flowing through. And I guess that's what we need for when we're talking about children in that age group and any child that's a student and wants to embrace education. It's great that we have fun and innovative ways to try to engage those students. Sharon, before we wrap up, can you give us the dates again for the open house and explain how people are welcome? They could come visit the school in Annandale and the times and dates they can visit?
Absolutely. The first open house will be on Sunday, January 31st, and that's from 10 a.m. to noon. And folks are just welcome to walk in. There's no pre-registration required. However, you can feel free to visit our website, which is at www.icsannandale.org, and or our phone number at the office, if anybody would need to reach us there, is 908-735-6334. And the second open house is Wednesday, February 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Excellent, Sharon. Thank you so much for joining us. We're actually, our next topic we're going to close with today on Hot and Hunter, and we're going to be talking about why children in New Jersey who are at a community college, within 6 years, only 17% of those children enrolled in a community college end up with a bachelor's degree within 6 years. So we're going to explore that a little bit more, but we do know education, making it interesting, making it exciting, making it innovative, serving the community, those things stay with our children, so when they go on to college, they are able to succeed. So, Sharon, thank you so much for joining us, and you're actually going to be in the studio next week with me with some children from the school, correct?
Yes, that is true. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to meeting you in person. Everyone, please thank Sharon Hilwig from Immaculate Conception Church, the only Catholic school in Hunterdon County, who is the marketing director, telling us about all the innovative programs going on for National Catholic School Week. Thank you again, Sharon.
Thank you, Georgine. Have a great afternoon.
You too.
Thanks.
Okay, excellent. That was great, and a great lead-in to our last story of the day here. So what we do know about students that go to community college is, first of all, New Jersey paved the way several years ago so that all of the community colleges in New Jersey, whatever credits you take for your associate's degree, you can transfer those 60 credits to a state college or university, and you don't have to retake the core classes. So all the core classes are transferable to state schools if you're in a community college in New Jersey. So that was huge. That's wonderful. And we love to know that that's been happening for the last few years. It makes it so much easier. We know that some students go to a community college because they have to work, they have to commute, it's easier. Some of the community colleges have amazing programs. They have partnerships with international universities. They have partnerships with state universities all over the country, really, and they specialize in a lot of different things. And it's a wonderful way to get a degree. It is for any student. But what we do know typically are that community college students are commuters, and sometimes, more often than not, they're working students. They commute and they work. So in New Jersey, we're actually 3 percentage points above the national average. But that number, being 3 percentage points over, is only 17%. Only 17% of students who start at a community college in the state winds up getting a bachelor's degree within 6 years. 17%. What is going on, and what are the community colleges doing about these other 83% of the students? Now, we do know students are under-resourced often at community college, meaning they may be in poverty, working, or just at the thresholds of poverty. And we know that there's expenses with college. We know certainly it's difficult, but knowing that was the premise for community college. Is community colleges were set up to help students that wouldn't be able to access a university or a private college, and they were designed to easily allow students to transfer their associate's degree in order to get a bachelor's degree. Now, associate's degree is fine. It's wonderful. And if the students that were enrolled in a college only wanted an associate's degree, that's fine. That's successful. It's wonderful. You got an education. And it's great. And we cheer you. But if there are 83% of the students that start out in the community college with the intent to get a public four-year college, and of those, only 17% were able to do that in 6 years, then I'm a little concerned. And I want to know a little bit more. I want a little bit more of a breakdown from the community colleges here to find out what are they doing to support students looking for a bachelor's degree. Now, I know we have a great community college here at Raritan Valley, but we know we are a little bit above the national percentage, but we're not that far above it. So I think it's more of a conversation we want to continue to have. There's some great information on under-resourced students. There's some great white papers on community college education. And I think that the initiatives are important to help students transfer. I think in New Jersey, being able to go from an associate's degree into a state bachelor's degree without losing any credits, I think that's wonderful. And I think that's you know, something that all states should really move toward. It is an excellent way to transition students from a two-year degree to a four-year degree. But we need to do more. We do know that half of all undergraduates in the United States attend community college, and we know a fair percentage of those are lower-income students. They need more resources. They need better access to resources so they can complete their education. When people try, we just want to give them so much more. And I hope we can continue talking about this in education. And I hope you stay around for Ruth Ann Celebration Hour. I'm going to take a break, and then we'll go back to the news.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Melanie Marquette.
Mayor Bill de Blasio is asking New Yorkers for their cooperation in helping the city dig out from this weekend's near-record snowstorm.
Mayor de Blasio is demanding New Yorkers clear their sidewalks of snow.
If you clear your sidewalk 3 or 4 feet, there will be no fines. But if people don't clear their sidewalks, we're going to start now the process of applying fines.
Alternate side parking canceled for the week, and the mayor doesn't want drivers putting snow in the streets from plowing cars.
If you do not absolutely need to use your car, leave it where it is. Do not shovel it out.
As far as the roads themselves, added plows and front loaders are now working in Queens to drag out deep snow from narrow streets. Scott Pringle, New York.
The death toll continues to rise from the weekend blizzard on the East Coast. At least 30 people have died in weather-related incidents. Most died in traffic accidents, though some suffered medical incidents shoveling snow. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rockets powering up. Over.
Q, QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named